We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to a melacha, a task, which is actually very common. We'll see right now. And that is the task of dash. What is dash? Okay, so, achar asifat ha-tvua bo-marim, derech ledusha. After you've gathered the grains, you've gathered the stalks of wheat, so you have to thresh it. You have to separate the kernels from the stalk. Hainu lafrisha garinim min hakash. What you're basically doing is separating the kernels of wheat from the stalk. So, at first glance, you say, when do I ever do that, right? Wait, let's see. Toldato, but what's an offshoot of that? Lefarek kitniyot mitoch ha-shorvitim ha-yveshim. That would be to take lentils, some kind of bean, and separate it from the pod. Because if the pod has hardened to the point where it's not edible, so then separating the bean from the pod would be the equivalent of separating the seed from the stalk. Because when you thresh the wheat, what you're basically doing is separating the kernel, separating the food part from the stalk. You couldn't eat the kernel when it was still part of the stalk. So here too, you're taking the bean and you're separating it from the pod that's already inedible, if it's already dried out. But what about green beans? You know, green beans in the pod. When I grew up in the U.S., there were many people who ate them with the pod.
Man, what a weird time.
So then it's all food. And then separating the pod from the bean is just like separating two types of food. So that would not be dash. Okay, but what's an offshoot of that? So this is where it gets interesting. An offshoot of that would be schita, squeezing out a liquid. So an offshoot of that would be to squeeze out fruit in order to create juice. So I would not be able to squeeze out a grape to make grape juice. We had a guy once called in. He was in prison in the United States or Israel somewhere. And they wouldn't let him have wine. So he needed to make Kiddush Friday night. How do you do that? So simple solution. Buy grapes. You know, he could bring in foods. He just couldn't bring in alcohol. So if he could take the grapes and on Friday afternoon before Shabbos squeeze out the grape into a cup, he's got grape juice. And now he can make Kiddush on that. He was in a place where he couldn't get kosher grape juice. But you could get kosher grapes, squeeze them out Friday afternoon. You got yourself grape juice. You can make Kiddush on that Friday night. But you cannot squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. That's an offshoot of this prohibition of dash. Shegam schitat pri lemashke dome ledisha betvua. Our sages said that squeezing out juice from a fruit is like taking out the kernel from the stalk. I wouldn't have said it. I think in my mind it's two totally different things. But if our sages say it, so they're telling us a biblical prohibition. It's very interesting. To squeeze out a grape to make it into grape juice is considered a biblical extension of the prohibition of taking the wheat kernel from the stalk. Okay, so schita. Now, what's another application? You take a cold shower on Shabbos. Okay, a hot shower is its own issue. But let's say you took a cold shower, or let's say it's going to keep raining and running into Shabbos. You walk in and you're drenched. Are you allowed to squeeze out your hair? You want to get all the water out? No. We're going to see. You take a shower, you can't. You can dab. You can't squeeze. You can place a towel and the towel will absorb it. But you can't start squeezing out. Let's see. Let's go one step at a time. I'm just saying this concept of squeezing out a liquid is going to have many applications. A woman sometimes can have an infection, and so she can't feed the baby. She can't nurse the baby, but she has to get the milk out. Otherwise, the infection will get worse. Well, squeezing out the milk is also an offshoot of this. So there are a lot of applications, as we'll see. Oh, you're right. An infection is very often treated as pikuach nefesh. So you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. We have to find the solution. I'm just saying we have to recognize the problem. You're right. We have to find the solution. You're 100% right.
What about like we're popping up an infection? pistachio to get the...
Oh, so that's considered okay. But you're right, garinim is a good question. Why is garinim not different than the pod, than the dry pod? Why is garinim different than the dry pod? I have to think about it. I don't know.
I saw people squeeze out like lemon over...
Wait, right. We're just starting. We have to figure out where it's permitted. But first let's understand what's prohibited, and then we'll still see what's permitted. והיינו כמו ששם על ידי דישה מפרישים דים הגרעינים מן הקש להכינה ולעשות טעם ראויים לאכילה. Just as there you separate the pea from the pod in order to be able to eat them, כמו כן בסחיטה, by the same token, when you squeeze out the juice, מפרק המשקה מן האוכל, you're actually separating the juice, the liquid, from the food. להכינו לעשותו ראוי, למה שלא היה ראוי קודם לכן, דהיינו לשתייה. You're making it fit for what it wasn't fit earlier. Beforehand you had an orange, beforehand you had a grape, and now you have orange juice or grape juice. Okay, so that's step one. Later tonight, we'll address what you asked. How come you're allowed to squeeze out a lemon onto schnitzel? Or how come you're allowed to squeeze out a lemon onto your salad? We'll get there, but we need a few more introductions. So I guess we'll do 5 more minutes of this, guys. Yeah, we got 5 more minutes. We'll continue with the laws of Shams. Lo bechol perot yesh isur Torah al schitat mimehim. So now that we understand there's this prohibition, we have to understand that the Torah does not prohibit squeezing out the juice from all fruits. Some fruit juices are prohibited from squeezing out rabbinically. Some are biblically. אפילו אם צריך ממהם לשתייה, even if you're going to use the juice for drinking, אלא רק באילו שדרך לעולם נסחות ממהם למשקה. The only fruits that the Torah prohibits squeezing their juice are those fruits that are commonly used to produce a liquid. So let's see, which fruits is that? That's going to be an olive. We commonly squeeze out an olive to get the oil. That's going to be a grape. In our day and age, that would become an orange. In Chazal's time, it wasn't an orange. In Chazal's time, it was very rare that people would actually squeeze out an orange or a lemon, etc. But in our day and age, where you have mass-produced lemon juice and orange juice, you're right. They would also become biblically prohibited. So apple juice is a good question, because apple juice is a little different. Apple juice... Let's wait. You don't see people squeezing apples to get apple juice, right?
Generally
not. I'm saying even the companies, I think, do it a little differently. I don't think they're... Let's see. Let's work through this and then we'll see. But the fruits that are not commonly squeezed throughout the world, you have unique places that squeeze them out. I remember... It's not so long ago, about a decade ago, when in Russia, they would squeeze out pomegranates to get pomegranate juice. And the world was just starting to realize that pomegranate juice is healthy. But you couldn't find pomegranate juice in Israel. You couldn't find pomegranate juice barely in the United States. When I was a kid, health food stores would barely carry pomegranate juice. Now it's the thing. They tell you how healthy it is, antioxidants and everything else. But when you have a fruit that's squeezed out in a certain country, and in other countries it isn't. So being that these are not fruits that are ordinarily squeezed around the world, in certain places they squeeze them out, but most of the world doesn't. So there the prohibition is only rabbinic, not biblical. Now don't get the wrong idea. Obviously, we're very careful with the rabbinical prohibition, just like a biblical prohibition. Mikol makom nogin b'ze ezu kula yoter merush schita min haTorah. We're going to see that nonetheless, there are certain leniencies with regards to squeezing those fruits that are not prohibited biblically, rather rabbinically. Okay, so we're still going to get to that. We have a lot to discuss about squeezing.
Is the thought process of what is allowed and not allowed, is that that you squeeze it?
I didn't understand.
What is the relevance with that, with the orange and the apple, that People generally, you know, mass produce orange juice by squeezing it.
Yeah.
By apples.
So apples, let's see. I'm not sure if apples, if the way they make apple juice is by squeezing it or by grinding it.
Also, theoretically, if you ground it up.
I'm not sure how they mass produce apple juice. I'm saying orange juice, I know. They squeeze the oranges, they get oranges. I'm not sure what they're doing to the apples to get apple juice. I don't know enough about it.
I don't know apple juice. I know apple cider. They squish the apples.
Yeah, an apple cider. But apple juice, I don't know. The reason I question it is because I tried it with my kids. I didn't put it in a juicer. In a juicer, I know I can get apple juice, which tastes very different than what you buy in the store. Meaning in a fruit juicer, I've done that, and it comes out a very interesting taste. Nothing like what you buy in the store.
Is that one of those things that you like pull down the lever?
No. Basically, a juicer has a round bowl that the whole bowl is filled with tiny, tiny blades, and it's like a net. It's like a very, very fine net, like the net on your shaver, right? So the top net of your shaver is really a blade. As it passes, as the hairs pass through it and they're pushed against that net, they get cut, right? So you have a whole bowl, basically, that's this fine net that's really a series of blades. And that bowl spins very fast. As the fruit hits the spinning bowl, so then the fruit is ground up into very, very fine parts, and the juice comes out through a filter, the juice comes out. So in a juicer, you can make apple juice. But what about a blender? So I tried it. Meaning, if you take a stick blender, a hand blender, and you blend an apple, do you really get apple juice? I didn't get apple juice. I'm saying I got apple mousse, so I'm not sure. I got something more like applesauce, right. And I tried adding water, I tried different things. I didn't get there. Just because the juicer is it's a pain in the neck. It's a big thing. You got to clean it and everything. So that's why I'm not sure if apple juice is the same as the other juices. The other ones have a juice that you squeeze out of them. With apple juice, I'm not sure that's really what's happening here. Meaning, I'm not sure it's not a more refined process. So I'm not convinced that apple juice is the same as the others. I don't know. Okay, we're out of time. So we're in the middle of a long thought to be continued. Bezat Shem.